Welcome, good afternoon. This is Sean Tomlinson here with Walter Works as we get ready for your 12 o'clock MILB single A game. We have the visiting St. Lucie Mets versus your at-home Jupiter Hammerheads. Starting off pitching today for the St. Lucie Mets will be Keyshawn Achiu. Comes in with a win-loss record of 1-0, an ERA of 1.06, and 22 strikeouts on the season. His opponent today for your at-home Jupiter Hammerheads will be Sandro Borghello, coming in with a win-loss record of 1-1, a 2.8 ERA on the season, and 35 strikeouts on the season. As the teams get warmed up here, we'll get ready and get you started on your starting lineups for both the St. Lucie Mets and your Jupiter Hammerheads. Starting off for the St. Lucie Mets today will be Alex Ramirez, center fielder, Omar De Los Santos, right fielder. In the three spot will be Junior Tillian, shortstop. In the four spot, we have Wilgham Lugo, the third baseman, Stanley Consuegra, the left fielder, in the five spot. Sixth spot, we have Carlos Dominguez, the designated hitter today for the St. Lucie Mets. Raul Barcieta, the first baseman, in the seventh spot. In the eighth spot, we have the catcher, Jose Rivera. And in the last spot, we've got Albert Suarez, the second baseman. And the starting lineup today for your at-home Jupiter Hammerheads will be, in the one spot, Osiris Johnson, the center fielder. In the two spot, we've got Jose Salas, the shortstop. Three spot, Ian Lewis, second baseman. Four spot, we've got Brady Allen. Five spot, Zach Zubia. Six spot, the third baseman, Christian Rodriguez. Seven spot, Jorge Cabrero, the left fielder. Eight spot, we've got Sam Prater, the catcher. And in the last spot, Andrés Santos, the designated hitter for your Jupiter Hammerheads. As both teams look to take the field right now, we're about to get started. We'll be right back with your Palm Beach MILB broadcast.
Mapped US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are back with your MILB Jupiter Hammerheads radio broadcast. This is Sean Tomlinson here as we get started here for your 12 o'clock Sunday game. Coming up first, we do have the Jupiter Hammerheads taking the field. Sandro Bonello, it looks to appear to be getting some warm-up pitches in with his catcher, Sam Prater, as we begin to get started here. St. Lucie Mets taking home the win last night, 9-2 versus your Jupiter Hammerheads here at the Roger Dean for Space Night. A hard loss for the Hammerheads, as the St. Lucie Mets are still in the first place with their win-loss record of 37-18. The Jupiter Hammerheads coming in the number two spot, staying just above 500 at 28-26. So you know the Jupiter Hammerheads are here to take a win here today on this beautiful day at Jupiter, Florida, at the Roger Dean Stadium. Looks like the Hammerheads are in their classic all-white uniforms with the red stitching, as the St. Lucie Mets come in their gray road uniforms, all gray, with the orange stitching, blue lettering, as we prepare to get started here today. Up first for the St. Lucie Mets will be Alex Ramirez, as Bonello throws in a fast pitch, breaking ball just a little inside. Count is now 1-0 as we get started here. Ramirez coming in with a batting average of 305, three home runs on the season. Kicking things off here for the St. Lucie Mets as we get started here. No fans in the stands today, but a beautiful day. A few clouds, a little wind, but all sunshine as we get here started at the Dean. Breaking ball inside, almost catching the hitter. Count is now 2-1. As Ramirez sets his feet, prepares to get ready here. The pitch coming in from Bonello. Fastball just a little too high. Count now 3-1 as we get started here at the Dean. Top of the first inning. And another pitch outside, as Bonello will walk Ramirez. That'll bring up Omar De Los Santos, number 21 for the St. Lucie Mets. Bonello getting his pitch, checking his runners to kick the pitch. Curveball, nice curveball by Bonello. Count now 0-1. De Los Santos coming in with a batting average of .273 on the air, as Bonello tries to check the runner Ramirez at first, and he is safe. Count remains the same at 0-1 as Bonello gets the pitch, the kick, big swing and a miss by De Los Santos. Count now 0-2. Still a runner on first for your St. Lucie Mets. Beautiful day at the Dean, no wind right now. All sunshine. As that pitch is low and in the dirt, count now 1-2. De Los Santos setting his feet. Bonello getting the pitch. As Bonello tries to check his runner again. No go on the second go. He's still safe at first. Count remains the same at 1-2. Bodello gets the pitch. The kick, the swing. And that'll be a challenge. Umpire calls strike. Call upheld, strike three. So Bargello will get his first strikeout of the day on De Los Santos. That'll bring up Junior Tillian in the lineup for the Mets. Tillian coming in with 7 home runs, a batting average of .289 on the year. Tillian with a base drive to third. As the left fielder, Cabrello grabs that, throws it in. Not enough time, though, as the runners advance to second and first. Nice base single hit by Tillian. That'll bring up William Lugo in the lineup. Two runners on base for the St. Lucie Mets. Bargello checking his runners on the mound. Fastball straight down the middle, a little too high. Count is 1-0. Bodello with the pitch. Breaking ball just inside. Count is now 2-0. As we get ready here today, beautiful Sunday here at the Dean. Two runners on base for the St. Lucie Mets. Ooh. That pitch low and in the dirt. Kicks up a little dust in the ump's face. Count is 2-1. St. Lucie runners are off the bags, threatening. As we await continuation of the game here. No fans, just a few family and scouts in the stands right now. Fast ball pitch by Bargello. Low and in the dirt. Count now 3-1. One out for your St. Lucie Mets. Two runners on base. Lugo with a .246 average on the year. Looking to increase his RBIs as he currently has 21. Wild pitch by Bargello gets away from him. Advances both his runners as they both steal at the same time. And it looks like Bargello will walk Lugo. That advances all his runners. St. Lucie Mets now have bases loaded at the top of the first inning. As Stanley Consuega comes up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. Curveball just outside the plate. Count now 1-0. As it looks like the Jupiter Hammerhead to take a small little meeting on the mound as they discuss strategy. Not where the Jupiter Hammerheads want to be. Top of the first, base is loaded for the St. Lucie Mets as your Jupiter Hammerheads try to stay in this game early. Do not want the Mets to get a big lead on them. This could be a bad situation for them. Hey, Walter?
Yeah, Sean, just like you were saying, you know, this is a game that the Hammerheads definitely want to take. If they get this win, they even the series. If they don't, St. Lucie walks out of here with a big series win. When we started the week, The Hammerheads were 7.5 behind, Sean. They're now 8.5 behind. So they want to kind of have a grip on that. So we have a big game here, guys. Sunday baseball at the Dean. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss for Consuegra, who's taking care of the center field duties today for the St. Lucie Mets, Sean. But, yeah, we got the bases loaded here, top of the first inning. So snapping right back into it, huh?
Yeah, St. Lucie Mets came home with a big win last night, 9-2 over the Jupiter Hammerheads. So you know that Jupiter doesn't want them to get the lead on them early, especially here, bases loaded, only one out. As Consuegra sets his feet, Barguello gets the pitch. They kick the swing, and a big swing and a miss by Consuegra. Count now 2-2.
Yeah, nice pitch there by Barguello. Somebody they've counted on. We've talked about this time and time again, Sean, on our Sundays together. Barguello with a 2.86 ERA, 36 strikeouts on the year. You're going to really look to get out of this jam here. Here comes the pitch. A fastball inside. Prater making sure that one doesn't get away from him. They don't want any errors here to allow the Mets to get on top here, Sean. So a lot of strategy being played here, right? We don't want any mistakes. Discipline is needed now as Barguello looks for his pitch from Prater. Here comes the pitch. Winding up now.
Chop hit by Consuegra, as that'll bring in Ramirez.
And a throw to home, not in time. So that's going to drive two in, Sean. Consuegra with a two run. That's an RBI single for him. So a big hit there. Mets on top, 2-0 here in this top of the first inning. So not the way Barguello wanted to get things started, Sean.
Yeah, definitely not. Two runs, two hits to start things early for your St. Lucie Mets, as the Jupiter Hammerheads look to take a little time out here and discuss strategy. But yeah, not going the way of the Jupiter Hammerheads early. Bases loaded, two walks by Barguello. I know he wants to take those two back. One out, two runners still on base for the St. Lucie Mets. So we'll see what they have to do. It'll take a lot of defense for them to get out of this clean.
Yeah, and we're only in the first inning here, but not the start they wanted. We have a meeting at the mound. Basically, the whole infield out there with pitching coach Glenn Dishman trying to settle things down, Sean. And right now is the time to settle things down, right? Making sure that Barguello has as much composure and confidence going into this, right? Because he is a solid pitcher, if you think about it. Just got to calm things down with this quick start by the Mets. A 2-0 lead right now in the top of the first inning, folks. And we're getting back into it. Meeting at the mound over. Carlos Dominguez now at the plate with a 260 average, 35 RBIs, and 13 home runs on the season. Talk about power, Sean. This is a big at-bat.
Pitch up and away from the plate as Barguello throws that. His count now 1-0. One out for the St. Lucie Mets. Runners on first and third. That pitch low and in the dirt for Barguello. Count now 2-0.
And the thing is now to watch, you got a lot of speed on the bases, especially with Consuegra at first base. He is the center fielder for the Mets, so you know he can run those bags. We'll see what happens. Here comes the pitch. And that one up and in, bringing the count now to 3-0. So Barguello on the verge
of walking another runner.
Yeah,
here.
Just imagine, Sean. Things are getting a little bit hectic here in the top of the first, just to say the least. That one called strike. Barguello needed that one, catching the corner of the plate there. Nice pitch, nice control. 3-1 now the count.
Runners still threatening for St. Lucie. As Barguello gets the pitch. Foul tip by Dominguez. As that one's up in close to the stadium here. Yep. No fans to grab them today, as it is Sunday at the Dean.
Dominguez, nice contact there, but foul looking to put it in play this time around, and does. This one to the third baseman to second, turning for the double play, and he gets it to end the inning. Wow, Lugo to Tillian. Salas to Santos, Santos to Zubia, a double play to get him out of the inning. 2-0 Mets. We'll be back with the Hammerheads up at the bat.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your Palm Beach radio broadcast. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works here with you as we get ready for the bottom of the first inning here. Jordani Ventura kicking things off here for the St. Lucie Mets pitching. At bat for your at-home Jupiter Hammerheads is Osiris Johnson. Johnson with a big swing and a miss. Count now 0-1. Johnson with another foul tip. Count now 0-2.
Check it.
Jordani Ventura getting his first start of the year here for the St. Lucie Mets. Coming in with an ERA of 0.
Yeah, Ventura hailing from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Osiris Johnson fouling that one away. Count now 1-2. Ventura picked up in 2018 as a free agent. Last year did not play due to injury. So a big start for him. Looks like he's getting back into things and does so indeed there, Sean. A big strikeout for Ventura starting things off for the St. Lucie Mets. Looking to really take a grip of this division right before this series. It seemed like the Jupiter Hammerheads were kind of poised to make a run there, Sean, for that division throne. And now we're kind of back where things started. 8.5 games back. Definitely would be a big win here if they're able to walk out of the series 3-3, right?
Yeah, and you know that's where Jupiter wants to be. St. Lucie Mets, definitely a good team. You can see why they're first in the decision.
This one smacked over to Tillian at second. Tillian right over to Wold for the routine play. That's going to be out number two. So thus far, we got Jordani Ventura, 7 pitches in, 2 outs, making some quick work of the Hammerheads lineup, Sean. Now with Ian Lewis at the plate. Listen, with 2 home runs and 13 RBIs, we know what this guy brings to the table. He has a lot of speed. He gets those timely hits. So maybe if he can get on base, they can get something going here. We'll see, though. Ventura showing some good stuff on the mound for the Mets.
Yeah, Jupiter Hammerheads definitely want some offense here. Try to generate a hit. Something that'll really bring your dugout and your bullpen in. Bottom of the first. Still a lot of baseball here to play. As Ventura gets the pitch. Curveball outside of the plate. Count now 2-1. But with two outs for Jupiter, they do have to be very careful here. As they don't want to get a quick out and be out of the inning too soon.
Oh, and that bat goes away. That's the second time this season, at least that I've called, that Lewis has let go of that bat, man. That one flings away over towards the Mets dugout. Nobody getting hit there. Everybody's safe and sound. It's not like it's coming at 100 miles per hour, but geez, he's really going after it. You could tell how aggressive Lewis is at this at-bat. He knows if he can get on base, Sean, he's an instant threat. And the Hammerheads need everything they can get right now. Here comes the pitch. This one smacked past the second baseman. And it's going to be a single, a stand-up single for Ian Lewis, getting right by Tillian in second base. So exactly what the doctor prescribed, Sean. Lewis on first. You know he has a lot of speed. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to have him swipe a bag and getting a threat on second base. If he gets on second, a hit definitely brings in a run.
That'll bring up Brady Allen to the plate for the Jupiter Hammerheads. But you're very right, Walter. Just what the doctor prescribed there, Ian Lewis with a nice timely hit. And yeah, his speed will definitely be the factor here as the Jupiter Hammerheads try to carve a run out with two outs.
Yeah, making Ventura work. Ventura now approaching his 14th pitch, making a statement. And there goes Lewis. He is swiping a bag. And Prater going for the throw, not in time. A stolen base by Ian Lewis. Oh, my goodness. Am I telling the future or what, Sean? They did exactly what they had to do, swiping second base. You got the speed with Lewis. Now you got a runner threatening on second. You know what they did there is they showed the Mets that they weren't going to be an easy out. And it's not going to be an easy game.
Yeah, definitely what they needed starting off early. Great swipe by Lewis. Definitely using his speed to help his team out. Wild pitch by Ventura as Lewis steals third.
Yeah, Lewis easily trolley into third there on that wild pitch. So all of a sudden, we have a threat on third base. See, that's the magic right there about getting Lewis on the bags. Base hits here and there. That timely hitting means everything now. The Hammerheads threatening with a runner on third. Two outs, though, Sean. And here comes the pitch from Ventura. This one's going to be foul tipped right behind us.
Nice contact, though, by Brady Allen.
Yeah, Brady Allen has a lot of power. There's been a couple of games, Sean, on Sundays when we've worked together where he's hit it out the park. Multi-home run games, only 6 home runs on the season, but 33 RBIs. That's a great number.
Yeah, definitely a contribution to his team. Comes in with a batting average of .257 on the year, so definitely has some power at bat. In the 4 spot, you know, this is just where his team needs him to be. A runner threatening on third. Two outs, though, so they do have to be careful.
Full count now here, too. So this is a big pitch, the windup. And here it comes from Ventura. And this one's going to be smacked to third, but foul. Brady Allen, a fifth-round pick in last year's draft. Big prospect here out of Lakeland, Florida. Coming out of South Carolina.
Count remains full. 3-2. Ventura getting the pitch. The kick, the swing.
Oh, big swing and a miss, Sean. Brady Allen going all over it. But, man, striking out. A big-time strikeout for Ventura. We're approaching the second inning here, ladies and gentlemen, at the Dean. We'll be right back. Walter and Sean on the Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Let's be honest.
The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And we are back with your MILB Jupiter Hammerheads Radio. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works here as we get started for the top of the second inning.
That's right, Sean. Great day for baseball. At the Dean, we got Raul. This one's not going to be an easy one. Berra Cierta at the plate now. 301 average, 6 RBIs, 4 home runs on the season as the pitch comes here up for a ball. So, Sean, an interesting first inning, right? We saw the Mets jump all over the Hammerheads there, 2-0. But Hammerheads threatening there to end the inning, letting them know that they're in it to win it today. So it looks like we're in line for a good game as that one is bounced over to Zubia. Zubia with a routine play over to first, so we got the first out there. But, yeah, Sean, it looks like the Hammerheads weren't phased. Right, they came in with a plan, and they're going to stick to it. Now it's really up to Bargallo. You think 30 pitches in to really get out of this inning quickly and smooth things out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, this isn't where the Hammerheads want to be, down 2-0 at the top of the second. But still, a lot of baseball here. Still a chance to come back as Bargallo's pitches away from the plate. Count now 1-0. Jose Rivera up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. Foul tip by Rivera. Count now 1-1. But I think if the Hammerheads play very good defense here, quick outs, some off-speed pitches, you could see them get out of this without any more scores on the board.
Yeah, Bargallo taking his time there. That pitch clock went all the way down to 1. Remember, we got the pitch clock now in the minors. And if they don't get it in time, it's a ball. So Bargallo has to be careful here. Check swing there. Checking with the first base umpire there and safe. So that's going to be called a ball. The count now 2-2 for Bargallo. But, yeah, Sean, Bargallo's going to try to get out of this inning pretty quickly. You know, you don't want to be at almost 40 pitches in the second inning, and that's where we're almost at here, as that one is called strike. Strike 3 to Rivera. And Rivera looking. Actually, it's going to be strike. Is it strike 2 or 3? He's out of there, Sean.
Call upheld as he tried to challenge that one there. ABS system, not his friend. Rivera with the strikeout. That'll bring up the bottom of the order. Albert Suarez.
Yeah, Rivera was not happy. Hung around waiting for that quick review. Big strikeout for Bargallo now. As the pitch comes in, that one inside called ball 1. It'll be interesting, Sean, to see how Bargallo pans out here as his ERA now moves over to 3.25. Not the increase he was hoping for to start the game, as this one almost takes Suarez's head off. Thank God it was a breaking ball. No velocity there. But that one going to be called another ball. Count now 2-0. Two outs, though, Sean. Things going Bargallo's way this inning, at least. And you can only imagine how anxious the Hammerheads are to get another crack at the bat here.
Yeah, no runners on base for the Mets, so as that pitch is way above the head.
Yeah, two pitches close to Suarez's head. Obviously not intentional. Breaking ball's just not breaking the right way. But Bergoglio is going to look to regain some control here as he approaches his 39th pitch in the second inning.
Yeah, I know he doesn't want to walk the runner as that's challenged by the umpire, that last pitch there.
Yep, he's getting the call on his ear, and it is going to be a ball. So a ball there, a walk delivered. So now we got a man on first, Sean. Man on first, two outs here with Alex Ramirez at the plate. And let me tell you something about Ramirez. He has some power, but he seems to get things going when he's at the plate, right? Because he's got 25 RBIs on the season, Sean, with a 305 average. So this is a big at-bat for the Mets.
Yeah, definitely an important piece of the game here with Ramirez as Prater tries to check the runner there at first, able to stay safe. But Ramirez coming in with 25 RBIs. You know he's helping his team out a lot here with his hits. Suarez, a fast guy on first, so they may be looking to steal some bags here themselves as the Mets look to increase their lead.
Yeah, Ramirez, the leadoff hitter for the Mets, definitely leadoff quality, batting 305. We'll see what he has here as the pitch comes in. This one away, though, going to be called a ball. So now the Hammerheads in a situation where they run around first, count 2-0. Bergoglio trying to get the right pitch here as Prater gives him the signals. And here comes the pitch from Bergoglio.
Curveball just outside the plate as the count goes to 3-0. Two outs, though, for the St. Lucie Mets as Bergoglio tries to not walk another runner here.
And this is the thing about the Mets, Sean. They're a first-place team. They look like major league. Oh, as this one gets away from Prater, so that's going to bring the runner over to second. An easy bag swipe there, and they could not afford that, Sean, because it's another ball, it's another walk, and with two outs now, I mean, there's two runners on base. So this is not phasing the Mets, and this is why the Mets are the team that they are. They take advantage of the opportunities that are given to them, right? And they have the talent in the lineup to make things happen. If you look at that lineup, Sean, there's a lot of big hitters on there.
A lot of big hitters as the Jupiter Hammerheads have another meeting at the mound. It looks like they are warming someone up in the bullpen. And, yeah, not where the Hammerheads want to be. Looks like Bergoglio was taking care of the ball, delivering some timely pitches with two outs, but those last two runners right there, walking them both, not where he wants to be, especially with the Mets already up 2-0.
Yeah, and nobody in this lineup is really a walk in the park. If you think about the meeting on the mound, right, they have two outs. Every situation would say, okay, this is a big part, right? This is a moment where they can feel confident. But now you got somebody at the plate. We're talking about the talent the lineup has. You got Omar De Los Santos now. I mean, he's batting .272, Sean, with 8 home runs and 30 RBIs.
Yeah, man.
That's really good at this level.
They're helping their team out. And consistent hits, smart plays. You can see why they're first place in the division.
Absolutely. Here comes the pitch.
Ooh, big swing and a miss by De Los Santos. Count now 0-1.
Yeah, De Los Santos going after all that one. He's got a big swing, a nice swing. Looking to put this one in play and drive somebody home. Here we go. Here comes the pitch from Bergoglio.
A little too high inside. Count now 1-1. Two runners still threatening for St. Lucie. And with two outs, still a lot of game left to play in this inning. Receiving the pitch. Oh, big swing and a miss by De Los Santos as the count goes to 1-2.
So Bergoglio getting off to a quick start there in this sequence. 1-2 the count. Going to try to punch out De Los Santos now to get out of this inning. Can he do it? Here comes the pitch from Bargallo. Checking the runner at second. Still looking at second. Settles down now. Stops what he's doing. He's going to wind up again.
Yeah, it looks like Prater tried to change the pitch there last minute.
Yeah. You know Bargallo has a lot on his mind with these speedy runners on first and second. This inning, he's going to try to keep it in line. Doesn't want to get it out of hand. Here comes the pitch. A big swing and a miss, and that's exactly what he does, Sean. Striking out De Los Santos. What a strikeout by Bargallo. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to approach the bottom of the second. Hammerheads are up next. We'll be back at the Dean.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are back with your MILB Jupiter Hammerheads radio. Bottom of the second inning, Sean Walter here as we get started. Zach Zubia up at the plate for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Jordani Ventura on the mound for the Mets as we get started here. Wild pitch by Ventura. Count now 1-0.
Yeah, Sean, we're in line for a great game. Sunday baseball here. It's been an interesting series. You were here last night, right? A big win for the Mets. They're carrying that momentum, you can tell, into this game. But the Hammerheads haven't had a bad series. They're looking to pick up a win here. This one smacked over to second. It's going to be grabbed there. And in time, Sean, what a play by Lugo at second base, getting that throw to Wald. Big time out there. Nice catch, nice throw. Good defense by the Mets.
Yeah, great defense as Zubia taken out there. Nice base hit, but just not able to hold on as Tillian tosses the Bercieta and quick out here for the Mets. Pitch by Ventura, curveball, not able to catch the plate. Count now 1-0. Christian Rodriguez up to the plate for your St. Lucie Mets. I'm sorry, Jupiter Hammerheads. Rodriguez coming in with one home run, eight RBIs on the season. Batting average of 191. Big swing and a miss by Rodriguez. Count now 2-1. No runners on base for the Hammerheads as a base hit by Rodriguez, caught by Tillian, ooh, and another out by Bercierta.
Nice play there, Sean. The third baseman for the Mets there, Lugo, with a nice grab, and Lugo throwing it over to Wald. Nice throw and catch there.
Curveball low and in the dirt for Ventura as Jorge Cabriello is at the plate for your Hammerheads. The left fielder coming in with an average of 265 with a stand-up double as he tries to curve first, not able to get there. Stays at first with a nice hit. That'll bring up Sam Prater.
Yeah, Ramirez had no shot at that at center, Sean. Nice hitting by the Hammerheads. Two outs, though. We'll see if they can make anything happen with Prater now at the plate.
Foul tip by Prater. Prater coming in with a 350 batting average on the year. Definitely a power hitter. But with two outs and one runner on base for the Hammerheads, needs to play very smart baseball here if they look to get up on the scoreboard. Mets already have a 2-0 lead over the Hammerheads. Bottom of the second inning. Ventura getting his pitch. They kick the swing. Low and in the dirt for Ventura. Count now 2-1. Rodriguez staying close to first. As we get set and ready here. Ventura getting the pitch.
Thrown over to Biercierta at first. And up to this point, Sean, you got to be pleased if you're the Mets with what Ventura has been giving you at the mound. No runs allowed yet, only two hits. Really keeping the Hammerheads in check here.
Another ball low in the dirt for Ventura. Count now 3-1. Ventura has to be careful here. Doesn't want to walk Prater with a runner already on first for the Hammerheads.
Yeah, you're right about that, Sean.
Chop hit by Prater.
Easy put out there. Bringing us to the top of the third inning, ladies and gentlemen. Mets taking care of the Hammerheads there. 2-0. They are in the lead. We will be back from the Dean.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works here as we get started for the top of the third inning.
Good game so far here, Sean. 2-0 Hammerheads on top. 2-0 Mets, I'm sorry. Oh my goodness. On top of the Hammerheads. And listen, we've seen a lot right now of the same of what the Mets have really have done all season. Good pitching. timely hitting when they need to. We know they have a stacked offense, Sean, so right now they're in control. We'll see how the Hammerheads can do here, though, with the Mets, another shot at the bat. Here comes the pitch. That one called ball. Oh, no, it's called strike. Just catching the inside of the plate. Nice pitch by Bergalo. And what we've seen here, Sean, from Bergalo is he's done a little bit better in the last couple innings, but still at 50 pitches, as this one is rocked down the third baseline, just foul.
Yeah, and you see the Hammerhead still trusting Bergalo to get it done here as we go into the top of the third inning. Junior Tillian hitting for the St. Lucie Mets, averaged .298 on the year, 7 home runs, 24 RBIs. So Tillian with some power. Bergalo has to keep his pitches in front of him, not letting him get anything out of the park here. Count now 1-2.
Yeah, Tillian in that third spot. Already a hit on the day, Sean, looking for hit number 2. A big swing there. That one's going to be called a strike. The scoreboard cleared there. I think they were going to call a strikeout, but it definitely was foul tip, so the scoreboard will wait for it to reset.
Margallo the kick, the swing.
Another foul there.
No fans in the stands to grab that one.
As we wait the pitch from Bergalo, now officially over 50 pitches. His 51st pitch just recorded there. Comes 52nd. This one dribbled in front of the plate. Is he going to get it? The catcher over to Zubia, and he does. What a play, Sean, by Prater. Getting the little dribbler in front of the plate, setting his feet, getting the throw right in time. A big out for the Hammerheads.
Yeah, that was a big play by Prater. Nice catch and release. Zubia with a nice pickup. Definitely in sync there. Two outs here for your St. Lucie Mets as the Hammerheads try to make quick work of this inning. Bergalo, curveball, a little too high up over the plate. Count now 1-0. William Lugo at bat for your St. Lucie Mets.
This one is smacked, Sean, right past the shortstop, Salas. He had no chance at it. What a hit. Lugo, man, I'm telling you. He's on first now with Consuegra at the plate. Stanley Consuegra with 17 RBIs on the season, 4 home runs, .259 average. He's going to try to make something happen here for the Mets. Nice hit there.
Yeah, and Lugo a speedy runner, so we might see some stolen bases here as Stanley Consuegra at the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. The swing, the pitch. Breaking ball inside. Count now 1-0.
Yeah, Lugo with his second hit of the day. Seems to get on base often, and he's a threat always on the bags. Here comes Bergalo's pitch. A big swing and a miss by Stanley. Bringing the count now to 1-1. One out here. Top of the third inning. Mets up 2-0. Consuegra 1-on-1 for the day. He had a hit today. Looking for his second hit of the day, Sean. So the Mets hanging around here in this top of the third inning with just one out, threatening once again.
Playing very good offense here. Nice hits. Bergalo pitch low and in the dirt.
Swing and a miss there, though. A pitch Consuegra knows he shouldn't have gone after, but he's doing everything he can do to move Lugo over to second with just one out.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of the Mets hitters are like that, contributing to the team. As you can see, their RBIs are all well into the double-digit numbers. You know, it's a team effort here for them.
Yeah, that's a great point, Sean. When you look at the stats, when you look at the box score all across the board, you see consistently guys over 20 RBIs, over 30 RBIs. That's the thing, right? You don't have a lot of guys on this Mets team looking to make the big play, looking to make the big hit, looking to get on the top 10 on SportsCenter. They're all doing their part. As that one is a swing and a miss for out number 2, a big strikeout for Bergalo. But you see these guys getting the base hits when needed and then knocking it out of the park when they really have to. You know, that's what baseball is all about.
Yeah, and it seems like they're all contributing to the team effort, which is what you like to see here. Two outs, Carlos Dominguez up to the plate for your St. Lucie Mets.
And now you're starting to see Lugo at first take a healthier lead, right? Starting to threaten a little bit more with two outs. The sense of urgency is definitely there for the St. Lucie Mets offense as Bargallo winds up for the pitch here. His 61st pitch of the inning coming up here. That one now brings the count to 1-1. A lot of work here early on for Bergalo, Sean. And we do see the bullpen warming up. It looks like somebody is ready to get into the game for the Hammerheads. And look, not a bad game by Bergalo so far, as that one is a beautiful breaking ball catching the corner of the plate there for a strike. Not a bad game for Bergalo, though, Sean. But look, it's a long season. You know, maybe just throw in the white flag there, get the bullpen some work, and try to stay in the game. Maybe that's the plan.
Well, it was a good start. Not what he wanted to start with, you know, with the Mets in the score, in the lead 2-0, but staying in the game, not giving them any more opportunities to advance. So trying to do what he can here, but the bullpen ready to step in when need be.
Absolutely.
As Bargallo gets the pitch here.
And we see the bullpen and really any game become a big factor on this level, right? Because a lot of the times, as we see a big swing and a miss there by Dominguez, and that's a strikeout for Bargallo, Sean. So getting them out of this top half of the inning, we're going to be back. Bottom of the third inning at the Dean, Hammerheads with another chance. We'll be right back.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, as the Mets are bringing in a new pitcher. That's right, Sean. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We will give you an update on that pitcher. It looks like Keyshawn Askew is going to be coming in for relief out of Powder Springs, Georgia. A 10th round pick in the 2019 draft. With a 1.06 ERA, 22 strikeouts on the season, Sean. They're bringing in the firepower and relief here early on in the third inning, I should say.
Yeah, and it looks like Keyshawn Askew will be coming in. No strikeouts on the year yet. 1 win, 0 losses for him. So looking to come in and help the Mets increase their lead here.
Yeah, trying to put the Mets in a position to keep things going, hold on to their lead as that one gets away. Rivera not able to get to it.
And Aquidus Santos at the plate for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Santos coming in with an average of 226 on the year. No home runs, but 14 RBIs. So, definitely here to help his team out.
And a nice pitch there, Sean, by Askew, bringing a different dimension to the game right now, right? We're talking about a sidearm pitcher, not something you see all the time in baseball. You know, that's a unique throw that works for those pitchers. But I'll tell you something, it does confuse the batter. So this is going to be interesting to see as the Hammerheads try to adapt to this pitching change. As Askew now has the count at 1-0.
Osiris Johnson at the plate for the Hammerheads.
Yeah, Osiris Johnson, the center fielder for your Hammerheads. A lot of speed there. Three home runs, 18 RBIs on the season.
As Johnson here, breaking ball inside, counting out 3-0.
0-1 on the day, Sean, so this will be a good opportunity for Johnson to get on base as Askew throws the strike. And if you look at Askew from a hole, Sean, he's got 17 innings of work on the season, 23 strikeouts. That's phenomenal. So you know this guy has the stuff. As he walks Johnson there, that's an incredible stat. I mean, the guy is averaging more strikeouts than he's pitched innings. You know, so you know he's got the stuff, and you know he's in relief for a reason. He's going to try to maintain this lead for the Mets. But the Hammerheads, with one out here now with a runner on first on that walk. Here comes Salas up to bat. The pitch is going to be called a ball. 1-0 the count.
Yeah, and Askew just has to take better care of the ball. Doesn't want to walk too many runners here as Johnson is sitting at first. Askew checking his runner there. Not able to get him out as the count remains 1-0. Salas checking his feet.
Yes.
Rivera getting the pitch.
Ooh, that one smacked over to second. Going to be over to first. What a double play, Sean. Wow. Tillian to Suarez to Bercierta for the double play, getting the Mets out of the inning.
Yeah, that was a great double play by the Mets. Bottom of the third. We'll be back. Jupiter Hammerheads Radio.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel...
And we are back with your Jupiter Hammerheads MILB Radio. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works as we go to the top of the fourth inning. It looks like we have a pitching change for the Hammerheads. Lubert Arias comes in as relief for Borgallo.
That's right, Sean. Arias from Venezuela. A free agent picked up last year by the Hammerheads. 3.43 ERA on the season. He's another guy, man. He's got some stuff. I know he's had a couple of innings that haven't worked out for him, right, with that ERA in relief. But, Sean, you talk about 28 strikeouts in 21 innings worth of work. Arias brings it. And really, his marching orders right now are to keep the Hammerheads in the game as this one is shot over to right field. It's going to be an easy play for De Los Santos. For Allen, I'm sorry. So Allen with a nice grab there in right field. But, Sean, you have to think Arias, right? He's got to be on the right thing of this side. And he's got the stuff. He can keep them in the game, and that's the deal right now for the Hammerheads.
Yeah, we don't want this lead to get too far away from Jupiter as Jose Rivera is up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. Very good defensive baseball needs to be played here. Got to keep that ball in front of you. Can't let them catch anything here with no runners on base for St. Lucie. One out. Count now 1-1.
Yeah, nice strike there. And this one is going to be smacked but foul. Arias working that count quick. He's doing some quick pitching here, probably trying to throw off the Mets in this inning. Trying to change it up, right? Trying to change up the game plan, the strategy. Here comes another quick pitch up and away. So ball there, bringing the count to 2-2.
Yeah, Arias with some nice pitches early on. So let's see what he can do here.
Yeah, he's got a nice mix, Sean, of breaking balls and fastballs right now throughout the first, he's approaching 10 pitches. Nice little mix there. You see he's got some good stuff there at the mound. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be smacked up high, and Lewis, with the only chance there, gets it. That one put away. Easy out number two for the Hammerheads.
And just what Jupiter needed, making quick work of the inning, not allowing any runners to get on base here. Albert Suarez at the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. But very good baseball being played here by the Hammerheads. Suarez with a foul tip.
Yeah, Arias coming in here and supplying the first two outs pretty quickly, Sean. That's exactly what the Hammerheads need to stay in the game as he throws a ball there. Count now 1-1. Now look, Borgallo didn't have a bad game. It was a funky first inning for him, right? Got into a jam. Things didn't work out. And before you know it, he's almost at 70 pitches very early in the game. So a lot of justification there on why they took him out, as that one is a swing and a miss. A big strikeout by Arias getting the Hammerheads out of this inning. Now they're up again. We're approaching the bottom of the fourth inning here. Mets on top, 2-0. We'll be back from the Dean.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as the Hammerheads look to make something happen here, Sean. Bottom of the fourth inning.
Looking to get on the scoreboard here. The score still remains 2-0. The Mets over the Hammerheads as Ian Lewis comes to the plate.
Showing a bunt, Sean. Talk about the confidence he has in his speed. This guy's willing to lay down a bunt really quickly for a base hit, man. I love this guy, Lewis. A lot of excitement at the plate always.
Yeah, speedy character. Definitely here to help his team. 2 home runs, 13 RBIs. So, looking to contribute in a big way here.
Yeah, we saw Lewis when he started getting involved more in the games a couple weeks ago. We knew there was a lot of talent there. And he's put up a lot of good at-bats, man, now coming into the season at .313 as far as a batting average is concerned. He gets on base all the time, Sean, whether it's a walk or a hit. A lot of discipline at the plate. And why not, man? This guy is super fast, getting a little contact there, fouling it back, count now 1-2. But Lewis is one of those guys, right? When you saw him in second base getting that last out, you know the speed is there. He can make a play on defense. He can make a play on offense. That one not going to be safe there, so it's going to be a ball. No strikeout there, so the count's 2-2. But Lewis is one of those guys, right? He can be a leadoff hitter if he wanted to. He brings that dynamic to the lineup. That one is ripped. Nice hit there by Lewis, but nice catch by Suarez for the Mets at second.
Yeah, it looked like that one just floated right into his hands. I know Lewis wish he could have that hit back, but nice hit, nice contact by Lewis, just not where he needed it to be with some wind coming in to the field. So
bringing up Brady Allen now. Brady Allen at the plate for the Hammerheads.
Allen coming in with 6 home runs, 33 RBIs. Askew with a nice curveball over the plate. Count now 0-2.
Yeah, Allen 0-1 for the day. Still early, though. Oh, man, and he got him there. 3 straight strikes, Sean. Hey, how about my man Askew at the mound for the Mets right now? Killing it.
Making quick work of the Jupiter Hammerheads, bringing up Zach Zubia.
Man, he dropped that ERA really quick. Now under 1 at a 0.96 ERA. You could tell Askew can get ahead of the batters quickly. And if he does, it's almost a guaranteed strikeout. We're starting to see that now. He's working quick. He's trying to throw the batters off, break their concentration, not giving them a lot of time to set up at the plate. And it's working out for him.
Foul tip by Zubia. Count goes to 1-2. But you're very right. I'm not sure if it's the offhand pitching or just his speeds. But
oh, yeah, Sean.
Switching things up for
That's a good point. The sidearm changes everything, kind of, when you're looking at that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that these Jupiter Hammerheads are just not used to seeing something like that, so they're just a little confused.
Oh.
Base hit by Zubia that smacks in the left field.
Nice smack, Sean.
As Zubia curves first and stops on second.
Zubia not the fastest, but an easy double there. A nice rip over the third baseman, Lugo's head. Casuera couldn't get to it at left field. Had a little trouble there, and Zubia... Listen, Zubia's a big bat, but that was some nice hitting now. Now you got a runner on second, right? You got Christian Rodriguez up at the plate. Rodriguez taking care of the third base duties today for the Hammerheads. Now has a chance to make something happen on offense.
Yeah, Zubia with a nice hit, putting his team in position to really get on the scoreboard here. Something that they need to do as the Mets still maintain their lead. Christian Rodriguez at the plate for the Hammerheads. Rodriguez coming in with a batting average of .190.
And that pitch getting away from Rivera. So Zubia easily gets on third. And here's the thing, Sean. Zubia is normally a guy that's not going to steal a base. You know, he doesn't have the speed. He has the power. He's the first baseman for the Hammerheads. It is what it is. But just on that mistake and that big hit with two outs, they have a man on third.
Yeah, not where the Mets want to be. Askew talking some things over with Rivera as they look to change up the strategy here. Do not want the Jupiter Hammerhead scoring. Changing the momentum here. Bottom of the fourth inning.
Yeah, Rodriguez looking for his first hit of the day. Couldn't come at a better time. Askew, first time he's really in trouble. And it's kind of all self-inflicted there with that wild pitch. As this one just catches the corner of a plate, Sean. Did you see that pitch? It's going to be reviewed. He's looking for the answer there. Oh, it's overturned, so he didn't catch it. And instead of a strike, it's going to be overturned to a ball.
Count goes to 2-1. Big swing and a miss by Rodriguez.
And Askew bouncing back with a big... You could tell this guy is playing with some fire at the plate. At the mound, Sean. Man.
Sunday baseball at its finest here.
Wow! What a pitch by Askew, Sean. Coming back.
That'll bring us to the top of the fifth. Great play by Askew.
You want the smoke. Askew's got the smoke. And me and Sean will be back, folks. Top of the fifth inning.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
And we are back with your MILB Jupiter Hammerheads radio.
This one smacked. Wow, what was that? Holy moly. We just got right back into things, Sean. Arias throwing a pitch over to Ramirez. Ramirez getting a base hit. What happened there was Rodriguez able to get it at third, but who was he throwing to at first? Zubia, no chance there.
It looked like he was throwing straight into the dugout.
Yeah, so we're back, folks. Bottom of the fourth inning here. I mean, top of the fifth inning here. And the Hammerhead starting things off with a defensive blunder, something that they really can't afford right now.
That'll bring up Omar De Los Santos for the Mets as... That pitch is a swing and a miss. Looks like the bat caught a little bit of the ump here as he goes down. And trainer's looking at him now.
Yeah, and a good opportunity right now for Prater and Arias to kind of talk a little bit, slow it down, right? I mean, that was just a terrible start to this inning for them.
Yeah, not a good look. As Rodriguez tries to get that ball to Zubia, just not on the same page here. So it's nice to see them meeting at the mound, talking some things over, getting some strategy down so that they can potentially hold off the Mets here.
Oh, yeah.
As trainers come out to look at the ump that's in the dirt. Looks like it may be a knee injury. Potentially a thigh injury, but he is not getting up.
So as we wait for the trainers to figure this out, and the ump's in bad shape there.
Yeah, it looks like he's...
Do you have your umping certification, Sean? You might have to jump in here. I don't know.
You know, I'm here where they need me, so if they need me down there,
I don't mind. There we go. Whoever's listening.
You know, I don't mind jumping down and throwing that blue shirt on.
I wonder what would happen if the ump can't go on anymore. Is there a second ump waiting? Is there an ump in the bullpen? That's a unique
backup
situation.
Ump, I think, you know, I think that's something that we got to look into now. Looks like he's standing.
Well, as we wait, folks, for things to get settled in here, we'll find out what's going on with the officiating crew. I guess we'll take a break, Sean. We'll see what happens. We'll see if the ump gets... He's doing a little stretch there. Hopefully, he's okay.
Yeah, we'll go to commercials. We'll be right back Jupiter Hammerheads Radio.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we are back with your MILB radio broadcast. It looks like we're going to get underway here. Ump's doing just fine as we get settled here. Top of the fifth inning. Score still 2-0. Mets over the Hammerheads. Walter, what do you think about this one?
Oh, this is an exciting game, Sean. A lot of interesting bits into the game as the ump is now okay. We had an injury timeout for the umpire. And Arias checking the runner with Zubio over there. Mets not going there. Trying to hold the runner at first now with a 2-0 lead, right, in this top of the fifth inning. It's been an interesting game so far, Sean. A lot of action, but just a 2-0 lead. So still within grasp for both teams, really.
And a big swing and a miss by De Los Santos there for a nice strikeout by Arias.
Yeah, the Mets want to really come out with a series win here. We know if the Hammerheads are able to pull out a win, they walk out three games apiece. But with an 8.5 game lead in the division, as Arias, he got him, Sean. Ooh. Picked him off at first base. Wow, what a play by Arias and Zubia. Talk about chemistry. Talk about being on the same page. And the Hammerheads with a big defensive play there, supplying the second out. That was huge, Sean. Now you take away a runner at first and any type of threat.
Yeah, just what the Hammerheads needed. Great defensive play. No runners on base now. Taking that option out of the play and leaving Tillian on the plate with two outs.
Yeah, Attilian is a guy that's dangerous, right? We talk about 24 RBIs on the season, 7 home runs, batting .294. A big swing and a miss there. You could kind of have the feeling he was enjoying having somebody on first and the possibility of either a 2-run home run or even an RBI. As here comes the pitch, Arias down and away. That one's going to be called a ball. Count now 2-1. But you can only imagine... Tillian now, the dynamic has changed. Two outs, he's at the plate. This one is smacked, but it's going to be an easy play for Caballero, and that's going to be the end of the inning, folks. Bottom of the fifth coming up with the Hammerheads looking to even this one up. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, from the Dean, Walter and Sean. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here on this beautiful Sunday baseball with the Mets and the Hammerheads going head-to-head in the final game of this series. Mets with a 2-0 lead, bottom of the fifth inning. Bring in a new pitcher here, Sean. Nate Jones in relief with a 4.35 ERA, 17 strikeouts on the season. Going to try to hold this lead for the St. Lucie Mets. And Caballero up at the plate, a big swing and a miss there. Caballero with 3 home runs on the season, 11 RBIs. Trying to get things going, Sean, in this bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, as the count goes to 1-1, Nate Jones trying to make quick work of the Hammerheads. Foul tip by Caballero.
Yeah, this one smacked by Caballero, but just foul.
Count now 1-2.
So here we are, Sean, halfway through the game. Last game of the series. If the Hammerheads win, they split the series. If the Mets win, they take one from the Hammerheads. Something that the Hammerheads really didn't want, right? They would be really happy splitting the series. I think it shows a lot if they're able to split the series. If they're able to split the series, it shows that they're here to compete.
Yeah, and you know the Hammerheads want to stay in that second place spot right behind the Mets in the division. They're fighting to stay above 500. So, the Hammerheads definitely looking to take advantage here. Mets looking to keep that comfortable lead, show the Hammerheads who the top dog is here, as Caballero smacks that to left field, and that's caught. Nice out.
Yeah, Consuegra with a nice catch there over in left field. And now you got Nate Jones. Nate Jones on the mound, Sean. Nate Jones, a 2019 fifth-round draft pick from the Mets, coming from Shreveport, Louisiana. Oh, yeah. We'll see what he can do there. We saw Keyshawn Askew with a nice inning of work for the Mets there. So really relying on the bullpen here, Sean, halfway through this game. We'll see what happens with one out here, bottom of the fifth. Prater now at the bat. Just 2 RBIs for him on the season. No home runs.
Jones with a fastball. Just a little bit too high. Count now 1-1.
And that one just catches the corner of the plate there, Sean. Nice pitch by Jones. 1-2 now the count with one out. Going to try to make some quick work out of Prater here in the bottom of the fifth. And really what the Mets are trying to do is control this game, right, with defense and pitching at this point. We're halfway through the game. They had a good first inning, right? That's where they got their 2 runs, and now it's just controlling the pace of the game. And anybody can do that, Sean. It's the St. Lucie Mets.
Yeah, and they're, you can tell by their win-loss record that it's definitely a good strategic game. They play good baseball, timely hitting, base hits, quick runs, definitely using their speed to their advantage when they can. You can see why they're number one.
Taking a little break here. We'll see what's going on. Third base coach and the ump having a discussion.
Okay, it looks like the Hammerheads are warming someone up in the bullpen as well.
So here we are, Sean, last game of this series. Mets with a healthy 8.5 game lead in front of the Hammerheads. You figure if the Hammerheads can win here, split the series, and look forward to a road trip, it would be the best case scenario, as Jones throws a wild pitch there. That's going to be ball number 3. The count now 3-1 here at the Dean. Beautiful Sunday baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, ladies and gentlemen. Jupiter, Florida. Don't forget to come out here Wednesday through Saturdays. Fans in the stands. Sean, you know it's always a good time here at the Dean. We just got done with Space Night, right? Space Night was last night. That was a good time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of kids had fun. You know, it's always fun to see the kids having fun, the events. I know that they did a water slide event.
Nice.
Splash Day Friday.
Wow.
Saturday night was Space Night. So a bunch of fun things to do here at the Dean Wednesday through Saturday. As Joan gets the pitch here, sets his feet.
Yeah, things are picking up here, of course. And just in life, period, right? We went through a period where things were kind of stagnant. We didn't know if we were going outside or not, or hanging out or what. Man, get things started, guys. Make it to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Always a good time for friends and family. And some good baseball, too. Here comes the pitch. That one up and in. And Prater is going to get a free pass to first. So a walk there. Runner on first now for the Hammerheads with one out. Bringing up Santos to the plate. Santos with 14 RBIs, no home runs on the season. He's the DH for today for your Hammerheads.
Yeah, as we go to the bottom of the order for the Hammerheads, Nate Jones walking Prater, not what he wanted to do.
That one smacked over to second, Sean. A quick toss to shortstop, and that's going to be a double play. What a play. Tillian to Suarez to Bercierta, and that's a double play for the St. Lucie Mets, and we'll be back, folks. Top of the sixth inning coming up. Mets on top, 2-0.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, grown-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your MILB Jupiter Hammerheads Radio. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works here as we get started for the top of the sixth inning. It looks like we do have a pitching change for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Jake Strand will be coming into the game. Number 19, Jake Strand. Strand, 190 pounds, hailing from Cincinnati, Ohio. Acquired in the 9th round of the 2021 draft by the Jupiter Hammerheads. William Lugo at the plate for your St. Lucie Mets. As we get started here, top of the 6th. Strand with the fastball. Corner of the plate. count now 2-0.
That's right, Sean. Top of this sixth inning now. And this one is smacked to left field, up high, up high, up high. Is it going to be caught? Yes, it is. Caballero, a nice catch for the Hammerheads. That's out number one. So the Hammerheads doing what they have to do here in the top of the sixth inning, Sean. And look, if you look at the game, 2-0. You erased that first inning. We're not at that nothing-nothing here, right? So it's really doable for both teams to either, you know, blow this game open if you're the Mets, or even this one out if you're the Hammerheads. This one is smacked over to the gap between center and left field, and this one is gone, Sean. Wow, what a hit by Stanley Consuegra over the 380 mark. That's a home run, wowzers. And we were just talking about that. They're either going to have a chance to blow the game open, or the Hammerheads are going to smooth their way back into this game. And that's a solo home run, Sean. What a hit by Stanley.
Yeah, it looks like Consuegra just caught the end of that. Ball rode the wind right over that Duffy sign that we have here at the Roger Dean. And yeah, Consuegra really adding on to his team. Strand with a breaking ball inside. Count now 1-0, but a great hit by Consuegra. Just what his team needed at the right time. Keeping them alive in this. Score goes to 3-0. Your St. Lucie Mets over the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Yeah, halfway, more than halfway through this game. That's exactly what the Mets needed, Sean. And let me tell you something. They're adding some insurance, and they're going to look to keep this game out of reach for the Hammerheads. What a start to the sixth inning for the Mets. So a home run there, a solo home run to start the sixth. Now we got Carlos Dominguez at the plate. Another one. 13 home runs on the season, Sean. 35 RBIs. Talk about Dominguez contributing to the lineup. So another big bat here at the plate as this one is smacked back to Schran. Schran with an easy play to Zubia for the first out. For the second out, I'm sorry. So good defense there. And let me tell you something. Schran is one of those pitchers, right? He's been very, very valuable to this team. 3.60 ERA, 14 strikeouts, and 15 innings in relief. He still has a chance to make this a quick inning, but that run, man, that might hurt them in the end as this one is swung and missed by Bercierta.
Yeah, and Bercierta coming in with a batting average of .296 on the year, 4 home runs, 6 RBIs. Bercierta, definitely a power hitter, able to take this one home. Got a home run last night, so I know he wants to repeat that. As that one smacked to center field, looks like Cabrera was able to grab that, not before Bercierta makes it to first.
Yeah.
Nice single.
Bercierta with a nice single there, Sean, right in between Cabrera and Johnson. No chance for them to get to it. So now the Mets with two outs and a runner on first, bringing up Jose Rivera at the plate, the catcher. Here comes the pitch. That one down and away. Count out 1-0. Schran going to try to get out of this inning as quick as possible. This game, Sean, as I was mentioning early in the inning, right? It's a solo home run. Nothing that really devastated them. It's still within reach.
Yeah, the Hammerheads still have a chance to take this. I feel like 3-0 being the score. It's not out of their hands yet, but they do need to play smart baseball, defensive baseball, if they don't want this to get ahead of them.
Nice breaking ball there by Schran, but just missed the plate. Count now 2-1. Two outs here. Top of the sixth inning. Hammerheads try to make it to the bottom of the sixth with little damage.
Nice fastball by Schran, just over the plate. Count now 2-2. A runner on first for your St. Lucie Mets. Trying to take this one away from the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Oh, he's going. He's swiping for second, and he's going to have an easy ride there as this is a wild pitch past Prater. So Schrand, approaching 15 pitches here, has had a kind of rocky inning of work here, Sean.
Yeah, a costly mistake by Schrand. You don't want to put Bercierta at second base. You don't want them to steal any bags here, giving them a chance for a run, adding to that lead. Estrada checks his runner. Nice pitch. Contact by Rivera.
Yeah, nice contact by Rivera. A little bit towards the left, and that would be ripped down the line, and there'd be a runner coming in. See, that's what you got to wait and watch for with the Mets. At any moment, they can cause damage. At any moment, they can add to that lead. That's why they're the first-place Mets, Sean.
Yeah, and Strand with another costly mistake walks Rivera here to first.
And you got to understand, Rivera is a catcher. If you know anything about discipline, it's going to be Rivera. He knows he's not a big-time hitter, right? We talked about the lack of RBIs and home runs. But look at that, Sean. He's able to get on base.
Yeah, putting his team in a very good position. Two runners here as Albert Suarez comes to the plate for the Mets, bottom of the order.
He's able to get on base. Now you got runners on first and second. Not the fastest runners, but a big hit drives in a couple more runs here as this one is popped up, but it's going to be foul.
Foul tip by Suarez. Looking to help his team out in a big way here. Strand to kick the swing. Wild pitch there by Strand, and that'll take him to the end of the sixth inning. I apologize. We'll be back at the bottom of the sixth. Your St. Lucie Mets, Jupiter Hammerheads, will be back.
Texas, I'm...
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your MILB Jupiter Hammerheads Radio. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works here. As we get started for the bottom of the sixth inning, Nate Jones at the mound for your St. Lucie Mets. Osiris Johnson at the plate for your Jupiter Hammerheads as we kick things off here.
That's right, Sean. Bottom of the sixth inning. Another crack at it. Another swing. More swings at the plate, more chances, more opportunities here for the Hammerheads as we're winding things down. Just a couple innings left. What, four innings now? Bottom of the sixth inning. Hammerheads just down three, Sean, well within reach. If the Hammerheads win this game, they split the series. If they lose, Mets leave Jupiter with a series win.
Yeah, and you know the Hammerheads want to take this one away from the Mets as... a big swing and a miss by Johnson. Count goes to 1-2. Definitely don't want the Mets to walk away on top. Want to take that momentum away from them. Stay above 500 with a nice little lead. Go into the next week feeling good as that is caught by Ramirez catching that one out of center field. That'll bring up Jose Salas to the plate for your Jupiter Hammerheads.
Salas at the plate, Sean. 2 home runs on the season, 13 RBIs. Going to try to get the offense going here with one out. Nate Jones on the mound in relief for the Mets. Here comes the pitch. This one check-swinged. Did he go? He did. First base ump confirming the call there. Count now 0-1. So the Mets able to get a run in the top of the sixth. Hammerheads now with the chance to cut into that lead as this one is thrown for another strike. And you got to admit, Sean, Nate Jones going into this inning looking a little bit more settled in, huh?
Yeah, maybe he just had some jitters coming in that last inning. Definitely feels more relaxed here. Looks like he's got a good control of the ball as that pitch goes wild and Rivera able to hold on to that. As the count goes to 1-2. Jones getting the pitch to kick the swing.
That one inside, called the ball. So with the count now 2-2, one out, no runners on. Mets holding on to a 3-0 lead here. Bottom of the sixth inning. This one is smacked, Sean, over to right field. It's going to be no chance over there for De Los Santos, and he's going to hold off at first. So a nice base hit there, ripped over the first baseman's head into right field.
Yeah, just what the Hammerheads needed was to get on these bags, put them in position to score here as the score is still 3-0.
But man, what a way to start working on something here. We know Lewis is always a threat at the plate, and now he's up. He's up. Nate Jones against Ian Lewis here, bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch. This one is a big swing and a miss. Lewis may be going after a pitch there that maybe could have held off on. But nonetheless, 0-1 the count. So now with a runner on first, Sean, Lewis at the plate. This is a good opportunity for the Hammerheads. As he throws to first, trying to pick him off, gets away from the first baseman, Bercierta. And he's going to trolley on to second easily, Sean. So no need to steal a base there. Easily goes to second. Nate Jones trying to pick him off at first. The wild throw. Bercierta going to get a handle of it. And just like that, the Hammerheads are threatening with a runner on second and one person out.
Yeah, you know Nate Jones wishes he could take that one back as that one just flies over Bercierta's head, just not able to hold on to it. And Salas just taking advantage of the play and stealing second. Nice work by the Hammerheads.
Another swing and a miss for Lewis. He knows that this is the perfect opportunity for him. Will he get another opportunity like this again in this game? You have to think, with a runner on second, the score 3-0, you're down at this point in the game. This is a big spot for Lewis. Here comes the pitch. Jones versus Lewis, 0-2 the count. And a big swing and a miss, Sean. 3 strikes there to put away Lewis.
Yeah, not what Lewis wanted. A great hitter for the Hammerheads, just not able to take advantage of that one. Jones adding a strikeout to his already impressive day.
And now that brings Brady Allen to the plate. Sean, with 2 outs, a runner on second. You know he has power. 6 home runs on the season, 33 RBIs to go along with that. Here comes the pitch. This one is down and away for a ball, almost getting away from Rivera. Rivera able to get a handle on it, bringing the count to 1-0. Allen has to know a big hit here puts them back in the game. So this is a big at-bat. Might be the biggest at-bat in the game.
Yeah, and you hope that the Hammerheads are looking to take advantage here. Allen can definitely help his team out here with 33 RBIs as Salas sits on second. So big swing and a miss by Allen. Count goes to 1-2. 2 outs for the Hammerheads, so they don't want to lose their position here with a big strikeout by Nate Jones.
Big spot here as Nate Jones approaching his 28th pitch, Sean. Count 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And this one is, again, away from Rivera, bringing the runner over to third, Sean. Can you imagine not having to steal any bases? You go from first to third on some wild pitches.
Yeah, just taking advantage of what's in front of him. Salas definitely trying to put his team in scoring position here. Doing that, taking advantage of Nate Jones's mistakes.
Yeah, the Mets don't want to shoot themselves in the foot now. Putting the Hammerheads in prime position to make something happen. Here comes the pitch. That one up and in. Going to be another ball, bringing the count to 3-1. So Jones, which started like a pretty good outing for him, now approaching his 30th pitch, trying to get out of this inning. Here comes the pitch. That one just catches the corner of a plate, Sean. What a breaking ball there. Wowzers.
Yeah, as the count goes full, Nate has to be cautious here. Doesn't want to walk a runner, especially Brady Allen, with Jose Salas already in threatening position.
And that one, a breaking ball, Sean, just up and in. Didn't catch the plate there, so a walk. Nate Jones on his 31st pitch, Sean, walking another batter. Now here's a spot for you. Zubia, the big power hitter Zubia, now comes to the plate with runners on first and third and two outs. A home run ties the game. Just imagine that, the storyline we got brewing here at the Dean, folks. And here it goes, Jones versus Zubia, bottom of the sixth. Here comes the pitch, that one up and in, ball one.
Yeah, looks like Nate Jones may be getting a little nervous here. His pitches have been a little wild. Definitely needs to calm down, settle himself at the mound if he doesn't want this one to get away from him.
Here comes the pitch from Jones, another ball. Count now 2-0. Jones better watch out here. He does not want to walk. The base is loaded.
Base is loaded. Bottom of the sixth inning is not where you want to be, especially for the St. Lucie Mets, who this game could turn around very quickly for them if not ready.
Big swing and a miss by Zubia. That one getting behind the catcher, but it's going to be recorded as a foul. So no chance of the runners going there.
Runners on first and third for the Hammerheads. Threatening position. Zubia here looking for a big hit to bring in those runs.
Another ball there. So we'll see what happens now with the count 3-1. Jones winding up. Pitch to Zubia. That one away, Sean. And he's going to walk him. It's going to be reviewed.
Yeah, that's a challenge there. As it looks like that's called a...
So it was overturned, huh?
All overturned,
count
on 3-2.
Yeah. Wow, that's a big overturn there. So the count now 3-2. Jones versus Zubia.
Definitely not expected here. As the count goes full, Jones looking to have to do something and make before he loads these bases.
Yeah, all of a sudden, a lot of drama here at the Dean, trying to confuse everybody. They're going for second, swiping a bag, the walk anyway. So the bases are loaded, ladies and gentlemen. All of a sudden, we got some drama at the Dean, huh?
Yeah, and just like that, this turns into a very interesting game here for the Hammerheads. Christian Rodriguez coming to the plate for the Hammerheads. Able to tie the game here with a big hit. Let's see if he can deliver.
Well, if he gets a big hit, they take the lead, Sean. It would be a grand slam, something that the Hammerheads would want. But really, any hit here will cut into the lead. Bottom line is the Hammerheads are in prime position, and Rodriguez smacks that one right in front of the center fielder. That's going to bring two. It gets past the center fielder, Sean. That's going to bring three. We got a tie game at the Dean. Wowzers, Sean. What a hit by Rodriguez. Able to get the triple, and the game is tied 3-3. Wow. Were we just talking about that? Unbelievable. Talk about drama at the Dean.
Yeah, and the Hammerheads taking advantage of their position. Bottom of the sixth, three runs. Tie game we've got here. Amazing baseball by your Jupiter Hammerheads. Great triple by Christian Rodriguez to tie the game.
Wow.
Looking like the MVP of the game here, Christian Rodriguez.
Sean, if things stick the way they are right now, what a hit. I mean, we talked about maybe a grand slam taking the lead, but that was just as good. That was a rip to the gap. Nobody got to it. We got a meeting at the mound, right? Obviously justified. Things are imploding for the St. Lucie Mets, folks. As we, it looks like we might get a pitching change. The ump coming out there. But we got a tie game, Sean. Unbelievable. Sunday baseball at the Dean. Should we go to a commercial break?
It looks like the meeting at the mound's about to be over.
Okay.
And we do have a pitching change. Nate Jones coming out of the game.
All right.
Let's see who we bring in here.
Makes sense. So you know what? Let's cut to a commercial break. We'll let the changes unfold. And we'll be back, folks. Unbelievable. 3-3 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Hammerheads with a big-time hit. As the new pitcher warms up here for the Mets, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom of the sixth inning. 3-3, tie game.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works alongside Sean Tomlinson here on the Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, that's right, on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball.
And it looks like we do have a pitching change here for the St. Lucie Mets. Joshua Cornelli coming in relief for Nate Jones.
Ooh, what was that over his head? Cornelli going to want to get some control really quick. And Sean, what really brought about the pitching change was the Hammerheads coming out, really swinging the bats here, taking a bite out of that Mets lead, now 3-3. And you can tell even Cornelli coming into this game is a little bit rattled of what just went on. I mean, he just got his marching orders, and pretty much those orders read, please stay in this game. It's 3-3 now, and the Hammerheads are threatening.
With a nice fastball strike by Cornelli, the Hammerheads do look to be, could take advantage of this lead if we can get this last runner in Rodriguez here on third base, threatening at home Cabrillo at the plate.
And that's going to be a base on ball, Sean. So Cornelli comes into the game in relief, walks the batter, and now we got first and third with Prater coming up to the bat. And if you're just joining us, folks, the Mets with a 3-0 lead pretty much throughout the whole game. Hammerheads with a big hit with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth, able to tie it, driving in three runs with a hit to center. As this one is thrown to Prater, that one is going to be called ball. The count now 1-0. But now the Mets are in a very, very vulnerable situation. We know they don't have the best record away. Most of their wins come from playing at home. They have an unbelievable record at home. And this is a game now that the Hammerheads can definitely take control of. It's very doable for Jupiter.
Yeah, as that pitch by Cornelli is low and in the dirt, count goes to 2-0. The Hammerheads looking to take advantage of the mistakes here by the St. Lucie Mets. Nate Jones just not being able to control those last few pitches. And Christian Rodriguez really putting in some RBIs for his team. with the score tied and two runners on base for the Hammerheads. It looks like they could take control of this game and take the lead going into the seventh.
Yeah, you saw Askew come in relief, pitched great. And then you see Jones come in relief for Askew. And I don't really know if that was a lot of relief, to say the least, guys. So 3-3 now, the tie. That's where we're at.
As Cornelli walks.
Another walk for Cornelli, Sean. I mean, I think we're seeing something bad happen here for the Mets. They got to snap back into it. We're going to have another meeting at the mound. I mean, why wouldn't we?
Yeah, as it looks like the game is
unraveling here.
Unraveling from the St. Lucie Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads taking advantage of the mistakes here. Capitalizing it with bases loaded here.
Yeah, Rivera out to the mound. The ump now breaking things up here. Coach trying to discuss what's going on. I mean, we got one heck of a game here, Sean. 3-3. Mets had the lead the whole game. And we talked about this throughout the game. It was a game that the Hammerheads can very well still be in, right? They were only one hit away. And with two outs, they made it happen. They got that hit. The center fielder, Ramirez, couldn't get to it. And before you know it, three runs drive in. Here comes the pitch from Cornelli as he's setting up, pitching to Santos. We'll see what happens here with the bases loaded, folks. Two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. Nice strike there.
A little low, but
just caught that corner, I think. Yep.
Count goes to 0-1. Cornelli getting the pitch, setting his feet to kick the swing.
Oh, man. That one just catching the inside of the plate there. So Cornelli off to a fast count here, 0-2. With two outs, Santos is going to need some good discipline at the plate to keep this inning going. Nonetheless, 3-3 tie here, bottom of the sixth.
Bases loaded for the Hammerheads. That pitch away from the plate. Count goes to 1-2. Two outs here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Bases loaded.
And what a game, Sean, we have at the Dean.
You know, the opportunity to take this one away from the St. Lucie Mets with a big hit here. See what Santos could do.
Oh, and that one caught everything right down the middle, Sean. What a nasty breaking ball by Cornelli.
Yep, as he takes him to the top of the seventh. We'll be back. Jupiter, St. Lucie tied. We'll be back.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we are back with your MILB Jupiter Hammerheads home radio. Sean Tomlinson here as we get back to the game. Top of the seventh inning here. Jake Strand coming back to pitch for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Alex Ramirez at the top of the order for your St. Lucie Mets. That one hit to center field, caught by Osiris Johnson. A nice fly out hit.
Now batting the right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
That'll bring up Omar De Los Santos for your St. Lucie Mets. De Los Santos coming in with 8 home runs on the season. Average of 269. Looking to help his team break this tie and take the lead again. Big swing and a miss by De Los Santos. Count goes to 1-1. Strand to kick the swing. Good contact, but a foul tip by De Los Santos. Count goes to 1-2. No runners on bases for the Mets. One out. As that one smacked the left field. Caught by the left fielder Cabello. Nice fly out hit there. That'll bring up Junior Tillian. Tillian, the shortstop for the St. Lucie Mets. Jake Strand making nice work of this inning. Two outs. Getting some very good help by his outfielders. That fastball is low and in the dirt for Strand. Count now 1-0. Tillian coming in with a 291 average. Nice contact, but they're going to call that foul as that one swings over by the St. Lucie bullpen. Count now 1-1. As Strand gets the pitch, sets his feet. Breaking ball just inside. Count now 2-1.
Yeah, and with a 2-1 count, Sean, they're going to try to make some quick work out of the Mets as Zubia catches this pop-up really easily.
That'll bring us to the bottom of the seventh and the home stretch. We'll be back with your Jupiter Hammerheads Radio.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your MILB.com Jupiter Hammerheads home radio. We are back. Joshua Cornelli back at the mound for your St. Lucie Mets. Osiris Johnson kicking things off at the bottom of the seventh for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Cornelli with the pitch. Johnson with a base hit to left field as Johnson takes off, rounding first. Rounding second and deciding to hold off there at second base.
Wow. A lot going on there, Sean.
It's a stand-up double for Johnson. Nice base hit.
Talk about reacting to what's been going on, huh? The Mets trying to show they're the first place team in this division, starting out the inning with a big time double. Wow.
That'll bring up Jose Salas.
Talk about a statement.
Yeah, you know the Hammerheads leaving three people on base in the last inning had to sting. So they're coming out swinging here.
This one smacked but foul. Now bringing Salas to the plate, Sean. Two home runs on the season, 13 RBIs. You got a man on second now, a speedy one. Big opportunity for the Hammerheads here.
Count is 0-1.
I'm sorry, that's the Hammerheads up at bat, showing that they're in this game to compete. Showing the Mets that this game is not over, as this one is thrown inside for a ball. Bringing the count now, Sean, to 1-1. So Carnelli staying in the game, approaching his 17th pitch now.
A runner threatening for the Hammerheads.
And this one is smacked, Sean, over the second baseman. He's going to come home. There's going to be no play at the plate. And the Hammerheads take a 4-3 lead, Sean. Cornelli's not happy. The Mets are not happy. And the Hammerheads, in this bottom of the seventh inning, folks, taking a 4-3 lead over the division-leading St. Lucie Mets. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and a nice stand-up double by Salas, just having that one float right over Ramirez's head, the center fielder, not able to catch that one and hold on to it as Johnson rounds second and third, bringing that one home for the score.
Yeah, the speedy Johnson easily making it to home from second. You knew that was going to happen as Lewis, with a big hack, swings and misses there. He's been going all after these pitches every time he's at the plate. Hasn't been able to connect so far, count 1-1. So we got Cornelli and Lewis now with the matchup. Here comes the pitch. A check swing there. Did he go? No, he didn't. So good discipline there by Lewis. You know, man, Lewis has some firepower, Sean. If he gets on those bags, the Mets are in a danger zone. They want to avoid that from happening as Cornelli winds up and gets his pitch here from Vivera. Here comes the pitch. This one also away, so another ball.
Yeah, as the count goes to 3-1 on Cornelli. Definitely Lewis has the speed and the power. You don't want him rounding the bases on you. Salas already on first, threatening to take this one away from the St. Lucie Mets to kick the swing. Nice contact by Lewis, but foul tip.
Yeah, Rivera looking behind home plate, but no chance of that. Two up high and back for him. So Lewis now returning to the plate with a full count. Cornelli, only thing he has on his mind is to retire this batter and get a much-needed out, Sean.
Hammerheads still have a runner on first, so still in good position to end this inning on the right
note. And this one is smacked to the shortstop, flipped over to second, no chance for the double play. So they're able to get the runner out at second, but man, Lewis is on the bags now. You know Lewis can swipe a bag at any time. He's able to get on base. No shot there of the double play. Nice work by Suarez flicking it over to Tillian, but just not enough to get it over to Bercierta. So one out here. Cornelli approaching his 24th pitch. Brady Allen now at the plate, folks. You know he's dangerous there. We'll see what he can do.
Cornelli with a fastball outside.
Yeah, that
plate.
That one down and away, Sean.
Count now 1-0 as Lewis sits on first. And Lewis trying to use his speed to help the Hammerheads out here to seal a run. Foul contact by Allen.
And you know the big thing here, Sean, with Lewis on the bags, you know he's going to try to steal second, because if he gets on second, a hit is going to give them some insurance. You know the Hammerheads would rather be up 5-3 instead of 4-3. I mean, no lead is really safe when you're playing the Mets.
As Cornelli tries to take Lewis out there at first.
Yeah, Bercierta with a nice pickup, but not in time there to get him out at first.
count remains the same at 1-1 as settle the game here.
Yeah, the Mets know they got a lot to worry about. Speedy runner at first and a big-time bat at the plate. I mean, we talked about it all game. Brady Allen is no joke. And this one is smacked, but right to the second baseman. He's going to try to throw it to first in time, not in time for the double. So Tillian with a heads-up play, catching the line drive over to shortstop. Not in time, though, for the throw at first, so no double play there. But, Sean, it's two outs for the Mets here.
Yeah, the Mets really looking to take this away from the Hammerheads. Hammerheads definitely playing smart baseball, not allowing any double plays, keeping the game in front of them. Oh. A big swing and a miss by Zubia there. Count now 0-1.
Big swing and a miss, Sean, by Zubia. You know, he was going after all of that. Zubia is the type of player that he's either going to knock it out of the park, get on base by his discipline, right? He's got a good eye at the plate. You see by his stats, he's on base a lot. And this one is smacked over the center. Is he going to get to it? Falls right in front of Ramirez, Sean. And that is a base hit. A beautiful base hit by Zubia, getting on first with two outs. Now you got Zubia at first, Lewis at second, and the Hammerheads here in the bottom of the seventh going to try to add some insurance, folks. Up 4-3 now and threatening once again, Sean. Yeah. Cornelli not having it easy.
Yeah, you're going to see Riviera and Cornelli having a little meeting here because the game's getting away from the Mets, who was in the lead early in this game. 3-0 have reversed and turned that all around.
Yep, that's right. There is going to be a pitching change. I mean, we talked about it throughout this whole game. The Mets had a grip on the lead, right? 3-0. They had a good first inning, supplied some more runs in the sixth. And then the Hammerheads, they had something go on there in that dugout, right? They had a talk, came up with a different game plan. They adjusted to what the Mets were doing. And now the Hammerheads are on top here, 4-3. And let me tell you something. Before this series, the Hammerheads were piling up the wins, right? They had a good series against Daytona. They were able to pull up some big-time victories there. And against the Cardinals, too, you know? They were able to pull out some big-time wins. And splitting this series is the reason why they're 8.5 games back. There was a point where they were just 3 games back. Remember that, Sean, about a week ago?
Yeah, definitely keeping pace here. The Jupiter Hammerheads showing the St. Lucie Mets that they're a fiery competitor here in the division. Just playing very smart baseball here, taking advantage of the Mets' errors. And timely hitting and nice base running is what's giving the Hammerheads the lead, 4-3 over the St. Lucie Mets. A complete game change from what we saw in the first two innings. The Hammerheads settling down and really looking to take this win away from the Mets, send them back home with a loss.
That's right, Sean. And what better situation for the Hammerheads to feel good about this weekend, right? If you look at the series, I mean, you think about it. Last night you had the Mets demolish the Hammerheads 9-2, but the night before that, the Hammerheads picked up the win. They also won a game in the series. What was it? They won a game in 10 innings, 5-4. They were able to pull that one out. So if they win this one, it won't be bad winning 3 out of 6.
Yes, and definitely hurting the St. Lucie Mets' confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Sending them home with a loss here. The pitching change, Dylan Hall coming in for your St. Lucie Mets.
And now that brings up Rodriguez, Sean. Rodriguez, a big reason why the Hammerheads are in the lead, looking for a little bit more of that mojo. Now with Zubia and Lewis on the bags, this one, contact there, but fouled back. Now the count 1-2. But Sean, you got to think Rodriguez with another opportunity here now to really blow this game open.
Yeah, but with two outs and the count at 1-2, you do need to play smart baseball. You don't want to leave any runners on base and go into the eighth inning.
This one's foul tipped, yeah, right into the Hammerheads dugout, Sean. And with Dylan Hall now coming into the game, the new pitcher for the Mets, he wants a good outing here. All he needs is one out to do what he has to do here.
Checking his runner, the kick, the swing.
Big swing and a miss, Sean. And he does exactly what he has to do, striking out the hot Rodriguez at the plate. We're approaching the eighth inning here, folks. Damage done, though. Your hometown Hammerheads on top 4-3. Walter and Sean, we'll be back from the Dean.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we are back with your MILB Jupiter Hammerheads home radio. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works here as we go into the top of the eighth inning. Jake Strand coming back to the mound for your Jupiter Hammerheads. William Lugo coming up to the plate for your St. Lucie Mets.
What a game so far here, Sean. Lots of drama at the Dean and some great Sunday baseball for all you Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball fans, right? We're talking about the stars of tomorrow. That's what we see here at this level. And we're seeing a lot of that today with the St. Lucie Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Hammerheads on top here. Top of the eighth inning, 4-3. And what's been one heck of a game, Sean.
Yeah, an exciting game here. St. Lucie versus Jupiter. St. Lucie Mets taking advantage of the game super early, but Jupiter keeping a cool head, staying in it, playing very smart baseball, and taking advantage of the Mets' errors to take that lead.
Nice breaking ball there from Schran. Schran in relief now, approaching his 35th pitch of the game. Schran is one of those relief pitchers, Sean, we know working together these games. The Hammerheads rely a lot on Schran to keep them in the game, and that's what he's looking to do here with a 4-3 lead in the top of the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch. This one hit, but foul. Count now 3-2, a full count for Lugo. Lugo on the year with 21 RBIs, 4 home runs, .249 average thrown. This is the time now with just 2 innings left. The Mets have to make something happen now. It's been that type of game where we've seen momentum swing anyway as he's walked there. A base on balls. That call could have gone either way.
Yeah, and Strand now, I know he wishes he could take that pitch back just a little too high for Lugo as Lugo walks the first. That'll bring up Stanley Consuegra.
And Consuegra with a big game today, right? He had a big hit early on. 18 RBIs, 5 home runs on the season. A big swing and a miss there. Count 0-1. Schran going to make something happen, maybe a double play, going to look for a quick inning as the Hammerheads are nearing a win here. As this one is smacked behind home plate, foul, count now 0-2, Schran versus Consuegra.
Yeah, with a foul tip by Consuegra. Schran looking to make quick work.
big game here, Sean, and a big series it's been. If you look at the Florida State League East, the only two teams right now that are being competitive are the Mets and are the Hammerheads, right? They're the only two teams in the division that are over 500. And I think you're only a couple of games here or there away from really challenging a team like the St. Lucie Mets.
Yeah, and as you can see, they're a serious competitor. The Hammerheads taking advantage, playing very strategic baseball, trying to keep this game ahead of them. Consuegra with a big hit to center field. Osiris Johnson catching it, and a nice out for the fly up by Consuegra.
Yeah, that's out number one in the books. So Schrand getting the pop out there. Osiris, easy grab for him.
That'll bring up Carlos Dominguez to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets.
Yeah, another meeting at the mound, Sean. It looks like coach is going to pull the plug on Schrand as somebody has been warming up and ready in the bullpen. Anything, whatever it takes to preserve this lead. And this is now baseball, folks. Strategy baseball, right? Every play matters. Every pitch matters. Every hit matters. Top of the eighth inning, trying to hold on to a 4-3 lead. So they're going to keep Schrand in the game. Pitcher still waiting in the bullpen. Maybe the idea here is, hey, maybe give us 10 good pitches to get us out the inning. As the pitch comes here, big swing and a miss.
Nice fastball by Strand right down the middle. Dominguez not able to connect with that one.
Yeah, coach looking to get the most out of Schrand as he approaches his 43rd pitch. Here it comes, and that one's going to be called a strike, just catching the corner of the plate. What a beautiful pitch. Sean and me are over here like, oh, my goodness, nasty.
He must want to get out this game because the pitches he's throwing are exquisite. Strand.
Hey, no fans in the stands, but we got a lot of family, friends, and scouts excited right now as that pitch. Okay, I thought it was going to be a strike, but called the ball. That one overturned. Count now 2-1.
And a little low and in the dirt for Strand. Not able to catch that one. Dominguez setting his feet. Strand getting the pitch.
That one up and away, Sean. So the count now 3-1.
Strand's going to have to settle down here. Doesn't want to walk another runner.
And he doesn't want to have runners on first and second with just one out. So Schrand with a big pitch here. Count 3-1. Here it comes. A breaking ball. A beautiful curveball, Sean, to bring the count full. So Schrand showing coach, well, I'm going to get you out of this inning. With the bullpen waiting and the Hammerheads trying to hold on to a 4-3 lead here. Here comes the pitch. A big swing and a miss. Schrand with the strikeout. Eyeing the hitter as he walks back to the dugout.
Yeah, and it looks like the...
Wow!
Strand and Prater had a nice little conversation there to get Dominguez out. Nice strikeout, nice pitches by Jake Strand. Really showing some talent here.
And Strand showing some swag as he walks back to that mound, man. You could tell that pitch meant everything. And that's what you got to love about baseball as Strand walks back to that dugout with his held up high. The Hammerheads clapping him on. They know that was a big strike for Schrand.
Yeah, very nice pitching by Jake Strand coming in relief for his team. A nice couple innings by Strand, really showing some work and great progress. Those last three fastballs were exquisite.
Unbelievable, Sean. He went right after that strike zone. I mean, there was no question about it. He was challenging the Mets hitters, and he came out on top there. So I think it was a great inning of relief for him. You know, he did a little bit more than what he wanted to do, obviously approaching all those pitches. But now it puts them in a situation, right, here in the top of the eighth inning, where they can really get the momentum with a 4-3 lead.
And it looks like we do have a name on the pitching change. Patrick Murphy will be coming in for Strand. Murphy, 6'1", 205 pounds, hailing from Canton, Ohio, acquired in the 2022 draft by the Jupiter Hammerheads. Looking to finish this one out for the Hammerhead's getting his warm-up pitches in.
That's right, Sean. Warming up. A big task here with two outs. Runner on first.
But you've got to think the Hammerheads have a lot of confidence in this kid to be putting him up there in the lead, 4-3. Anything can still happen in this game, but...
And this is this. These are one of these situations where they might just be calling on Murphy to just close it out here. Work the eighth, work the ninth. It's a four-out save if he can make it happen. We'll see what happens here with Bircierta at the plate. Here comes the pitch. Here comes the hit, but foul.
Nice contact by Bircierta. Count goes to 0-1. Bircierta with an average of 302. Four runs, six RBIs on the season.
Yeah, he's got some power there with four home runs, Sean. We'll see what happens here. Doesn't necessarily need a home run, but this one is dribbled over to the shortstop. Lewis over to Zubia. Nice throw and catch there for out number three. And the Hammerheads, with some strong bullpen work, hold on to the lead, ladies and gentlemen, as we roll into the bottom of the eighth. Walter and Sean will be back from the Dean.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your MILB Jupiter Hammerheads home radio. Sean Tomlinson here as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Dylan Hall on the mound for your St. Lucie Mets as Jorge Cabrillo is at the plate for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Hall with a nice fastball down the middle. Count goes to 0-2. That one low and in the dirt for Hall. Count goes to 1-2. As Cabrillo tries to drive a hit in for his team. That fastball looked to be just a little too high. Count remains the same at 1-2. Base hit by Cabrillo. Not able to hold on to it by Lugo as... As Lugo was able to hold on to that one, tossed the Bircierta, and Cabrillo is out. That'll bring up Prater in the order for your Jupiter Hammerheads. As Hall's getting his pitch from Rivera, big swing and a miss by Prater. Count goes to 0-1.
And here we are, Sean. Bottom of the eighth inning now. Hammerheads with a chance to add some much necessary insurance, right? You figure if they're able to sneak in a run here or there, they look a lot better going into the ninth inning, as this one is a strike count now, 1-2.
Nice fastball by Hall. Sets his feet. Chop hit by Prater, as that one's thrown to Tillian. Tillian de Bercierta. And a nice out for the St. Lucie Mets. That'll bring up Endiguez Santos.
So Hall, with one goal in mind, get out of this inning ASAP. Right? Because if they do, then they get one more chance at this in the top of the ninth. And you know a team like the Mets can make anything happen at any time. So it's going to be an exciting ninth inning, Sean.
Very exciting as Hall puts that one away from the plate. Count goes to 0-1.
That one called strike there. Very nice.
Santos says that breaking ball was just inside.
And this one smacked down the first base line. It's going to be fair, Sean. So an easy play by Bercierta getting that grounder. And we are headed to the top of the ninth. A fast eighth inning, folks, here at the Dean. Hammerheads on top, 4-3. Walter Works, Sean Tomlinson, Jupiter Hammerheads, Baseball Radio Network. We will be back for your ninth inning.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Popped US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we are back to your MILB Jupiter Hammerheads Radio. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works here as we go into the top of the ninth inning. Patrick Murphy back on the mound for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Jose Rivera at the plate for your St. Lucie Mets.
That's right, Sean. Here we go. Murphy now in this game attempting the four-out save, and this one is ripped over the right field. They're never out of it. And that one, is that going to be a double or a home run, Sean? Wow, that one is ruled a ground rule double. And just like that, you can never count the Mets out. They're the first-place team in this division. They're coming into the ninth inning, down 4-3. And Murphy, with a tough task, he looked good last inning, trying to make the save, and not a good start there. The Mets off with a runner on second now.
Not a good start, but a great hit by Jose Rivera. Nice grounder out to right field. Not able
I to thought catch. It was out of here.
Allen not able to hold on to it as that one rolls right by him. And
so we got a barn burner here, folks. Top of the ninth inning, 4-3. Runner on second. Murphy trying to close this one out. Brady Smith at the plate, pinch hitting. And that one hit just where Allen had no chance at it in right field. You know, and that's what the Mets are good at. So here we go. Here comes the pitch. This one swung and missed. Strike two. Murphy attempting the four-out save here, trying to preserve and take home a lead and a win for the Hammerheads, 4-3. Currently, drama at the Dean, ladies and gentlemen. Top of the ninth inning. Mets with last licks, threatening with a runner on second. That one down and away. Call the ball. Count now 1-2, Sean. Murphy with a tough task here facing Brady Smith.
Yeah, Murphy checking his runner there, making sure that he doesn't get away from him as he awaits the pitch, the kick, the swing.
This one smacked in the gap, Sean. Is Cyrus going to be able to get to it? The speedy Cyrus does.
Ooh, and he catches it, trying to make the double play for third. Not able to, but...
That's right. The runner at second tagging from second to third, Sean. And look.
But a nice flyout catch by Osiris right to center field, almost by the warning track, able to hold on to it while running. Great play by the Hammer.
But, Sean, here's the drama. You now got a runner on third. I mean, that ball was hit so far that the runner was able to tag from second to third, bringing now Ramirez. Ramirez, 307 on the year, 25 RBIs, three home runs, the center fielder for the Mets, trying to bring home the runner from third and tie this one up. Top of the ninth, here it comes. This one down and away, called a ball. So Murphy, Sean, approaching his 10th pitch, trying here with the save opportunity. Top of the ninth, Mets threatening, runner on third. Here comes the pitch. This one dribbled but foul.
As the count now goes to 1-2, Murphy trying to hold on to this inning.
Wow, Sean, a hit here ties the game. Can you imagine the St. Lucie Mets with the division lead trying to get back into this one? The Hammerheads trying to make a statement, trying to hang on to a 4-3 win. Here comes the pitch, called ball. So the count now 2-2. Murphy against Ramirez. Unbelievable drama at the Dean. Beautiful Sunday baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jupiter Hammerheads trying to close out a win here, 4-3 on top. A big swing and a miss, but he makes contact. Staying alive is Ramirez, as the count is now 2-2.
Murphy needing to settle down here. His pitch is getting kind of wild as we go into the later half of this inning. May have to settle a little bit. Getting the pitch from his catcher, Murphy with the windup. Foul tip.
Ripped foul over that dugout of St. Lucie. And let me tell you something, Sean. Murphy, he's got a 0.00000 ERA. He hasn't let up a run this season. Today might be the day, unfortunately, for him. Here comes the pitch. This one is smacked, Sean, in front of the center fielder, Johnson, and the Mets tie the game. The St. Lucie Mets, in the top of the ninth inning, have tied the game. It's a 4-4 game, Sean, in the ninth inning. Murphy not able to get the save. And we are in a situation here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Sean. 4-4 tie. Wow.
Yeah, just what the Mets needed. Trying to hold on, not letting those three runs from the seventh inning really hold on to them. Just trying to take advantage of the play that's on them, and Murphy not able to.
You can see the rally towels in the dugout of the Mets. The Mets are excited right now as De Los Santos has a chance here to make more happen for the St. Lucie Mets on offense, Sean. What a ninth inning this is turning out to be.
Yeah, and with a runner on first for the Mets, the game is still very much theirs with only one out. Murphy, the kick, the swing.
That one's inside for another ball. Oh, man, Murphy losing his composure here, to say the least, now with a 3-0 count, one out, a runner on first. The Mets tying the game here in the ninth, looking to add more, 4-4 here.
Murphy getting the kick, the swing.
And that's going to be another base on balls now, Sean. So how about this one? Murphy allowing the runner just to trolley over there to first. You got a runner on first and second now with one out.
And it looks like the Hammerheads will be having a meeting on the mound. Try to see if they can get Patrick Murphy to settle down a little bit. Definitely losing his composure. Letting his pitches just get away from him as the Mets tie the game 4-4.
And here's the key, Sean. They had a lot of confidence in Murphy. You want to know how I know that? There's nobody warming up in the bullpen. So you got nobody warming up in the bullpen. You got now a 4-4 tie, one out. the conversation has to be, listen, we know you're our guy. Make it happen, right? At least get us out of this inning. Give us a chance. I mean, the Hammerheads worked too hard to get to this point, and they're feeling it now.
Yeah, well, with Junior Tillian coming up to plate for the Mets, 7 home runs, 24 RBIs on the season, coming in with an average of .287. He definitely has some power behind those hits. Let's see if Murphy can do something with this.
So here comes Murphy now with the pitch. This one is going to be down and away. Another ball. And the Mets dugout getting rowdy there, rallying their team. A 4-4 tie now in the top of the ninth. Count 1-0. Murphy versus Tillian.
Two runners on base for the Mets.
This one smacked over to first. Zubia over to second. Over to first for the try. The double play doesn't get it. Oh, did he get it? No, he was off the bag. So gets him out at second. No chance at first. Oh, Sean, and now you got a runner.
On third and first.
Oh, man.
For the Mets, not what the Jupiter Hammerheads had in mind coming into the ninth inning. Losing the lead that they fought so hard to keep.
That's right. And now the Hammerheads are just probably thinking, man, let's get out of this inning and do more of what we've been doing on offense as Murphy delivers the pitch over to Lugo. That one just catches the corner of the plate. Strike one.
Lugo coming in with a .249, 4 home runs. Can definitely deliver something here for the Mets.
Especially with those 21 RBIs on the season, Sean. And this one is smacked over to the shortstop. Nice grab there.
For a nice and quick, easy out as we go to the bottom of the ninth. Score is tied 4-4. We'll be back with your Jupiter Hammerheads radio.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke, corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we are back with your Jupiter Hammerheads home radio, MILB, Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works here, bottom of the ninth inning, and we have a game here, Walter.
Oh, man. Sunday baseball. You got to love it, right? 4-4 here, bottom of the ninth inning. Dylan Hall now trying to keep things intact for the Mets as he approaches his 20th pitch. Here it comes, that one. Going to be down and away for a ball. Count 2-1. But yeah, Sean, you got Osiris Johnson now at the plate for the Hammerheads. Going to try to seal the deal and take home this win. That's what the Hammerheads are thinking as that one is called a strike. The count is now 2-2. But you got to think for Dylan Hall on the mound. Now it's a complete different ball game, right? It's almost like a whole new game now.
Yeah, Hall trying to finish this game out for the Mets.
And you could tell the demeanor, right, of the Mets. If you look at the dugout, half the team is leaning over the dugout, anxious rallying. They're into it. Ooh, this one hits Hall in the leg. A line drive, not in time. Johnson is going over to second on the wild throw to first. He's going for third, Sean, with the helmet taken off, and he is safe at third. He is safe at third. Unbelievable. Hitting a line drive to the pitcher. The pitcher is still down, Sean. He's hurt. And Osiris able to take advantage. Yep. Was that even a triple? What was that, man? What a hit.
It looks like a single, but
unbelievable.
With the pitcher going down, caused a lot of confusion for the Mets. Osiris Johnson.
Hall is down.
Took advantage of the confusion. Ran
he
bases.
Smacked that ball, Sean. Guys, listening on MILB radio, let me tell you something. Osiris hit this ball. It was a line drive. I mean, the velocity had to all been there, right? The pitcher is still down. And what a heads-up play by Osiris. I mean, he went from first. That ball didn't even leave the infield. From first to third, unbelievable. And now the Hammerheads, Sean, with nobody out, with an opportunity at a walk-off win here at the Dean.
And it looks like Dylan Hall will get back up.
Oh, man, he took a shot to the leg. Ouch.
Yeah, he's trying to walk it off
but
here now.
What a rip by Johnson. That was a heck of a hit.
Yeah, Osiris Johnson really showing his power, as you can see why they put him at the top of the order here for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Dylan Hall stretching his leg out.
Yeah, Hall trying to get some warm-up pitches in, Sean. You can only imagine. I mean, he's the only guy that they can count on right now.
They've got someone warming up in the bullpen just in case, but
he took a shot to the leg, folks. Went down immediately. Stayed down the whole time as Osiris was just running the bases. Running the bases. Helmet coming off. What a sight to see here at the Dean.
And it looks like we are going to retire Dylan Hall.
Yeah, he's going to come out the game. Just too much at stake. The St. Lucie Mets bench.
Clapping him off.
Clapping, cheering him on. Look, the Mets are still bought into this one. They know they can come out of this. Even though this is it, Sean. If the Mets get one more hit, they win this game. Yeah. Unbelievable.
What a hit by Osiris Johnson.
And it was one of those weird plays in baseball, right? It doesn't leave the infield, doesn't go into the outfield. A straight line drive that just right at the pitcher's leg. Probably at 100 miles per hour. I mean, the velocity on that hit was tremendous. He ripped that ball.
Ripped it and didn't give him an opportunity to really take advantage. And Osiris Johnson paying attention to the field, seeing that he still had some time left. No one was after that ball. Rounds those bases and ends up at third, putting his team in a very good position to win
Absolutely.
This game.
And you know what, Sean? As we wait now for the new pitcher to warm up here, when you look at the box score, those three errors that the Mets have contributed to their own box score, man, what a shot in the foot. You think about all those wild throws, right? All those extra bases that were taken. I would equal them to turnovers in basketball, right? You don't want to lose the turnover game. You don't want to lose the errors game in baseball. And now puts the Hammerheads in position for a walk-off win. Unbelievable, guys. Drama at the Dean.
And it looks like we do have a name on the pitcher that's coming in. Trey McLoughlin coming in for your St. Lucie Mets. That's the person that's warming up here on the field. McLoughlin, 6'1", 208 pounds, coming from Shelton, Connecticut. Acquired in the 16th round of the 2021 draft by the St. Lucie Mets.
That's right, Sean, and McLoughlin's job is going to be really easy. Get us three outs. Now, is the task easy? Absolutely not. Three straight outs with a runner on third? I mean, the Hammerheads are in prime position here to get the walk-off win. And what a win it would be, Sean, right? Especially after last night's 9-2 loss You think coming out of this series, splitting the series at 3 games apiece, will be a feel-good story for the Hammerheads?
Yeah, and it was a very hard-fought victory today. I feel like by both teams, the Mets definitely drew first blood as they scored early in first, but Hammerheads holding on, playing very strategic baseball, and acquiring hits when they needed it the most. So, two very good teams here at first and second place in the division. This one may be a playoff contender here we're looking at as we go into the bottom of the ninth here. Trey McLaughlin still warming up here with Jose Rivera.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. Playoff implications up and down this game, right? You look at the Hammerheads dugout, they're into it, right? They feel it. You look at the Mets dugout, they're into it. They feel it. We know that these are the two teams in the division if you're talking about postseason contention, right? The Mets, they have a healthy lead in that first place spot in the division, but look, there's only one other team that's over 500, and that's the Jupiter Hammerheads. So for the Marlins organization, you gotta be happy with the way this season has kind of been trending for them. A lot of hope here for the Jupiter Hammerheads, and hope is going to be something that's really going to be thought of right now, ladies and gentlemen, because we are in the bottom of the ninth inning with nobody out. Score tied 4-4 here, and Salas with an opportunity to get a walk-off here.
Curveball pitch outside the plate by McLaughlin. Count now 1-0.
Yeah, Johnson at third. Man, as soon as he hears that crack of the bat, you know he's coming home. And this one is smacked up high. Not going to be enough for a sack fly. So Osiris hanging on at third. Consuera with the catch there. So that's out number one, Sean. That is a start, right? They need two more outs. Who knows? Maybe they'll walk this batter, try for a double play. Ian Lewis might not be somebody you want to pitch to.
Definitely not. Not with the way he's been playing the last few games. Definitely.
And that's exactly what happened. An intentional walk. So there goes Lewis over the first, Sean. There we go.
As Lewis walks, I think McLaughlin tapped him with the ball there. So he'll walk the first. And just like that, the Jupiter Hammerheads have runners on first and third, threatening the end of this game. That'll bring up Brady Allen.
So my Houdini powers have worked. They have intentionally walked Lewis. So we know the Mets are playing for a double play here, hoping for a ground ball and a quick double play. A hit wins the game for the Hammerheads. Bottom of the ninth inning, 4-4. Here comes Allen at the plate. And you know, Sean, Allen, can rip one out of the park or put one in play real easy.
Yeah, with 33 RBIs on the season, he's definitely a hitter that can contribute to the play of his team. McLaughlin getting the pitch, the kick, the swing.
Oh, and that one catches the inside of the plate, Sean. Nice pitch by McLaughlin in there. And then, so it's going to be, with the count now, 2-1.
Nice pitch by McLaughlin. Allen wishing he could take that one back. The kick, the swing.
Ooh,
big swing and a miss.
Wow, Sean.
By Brady Allen.
He was going after all of that. Nice breaking ball, though, by Trey.
And it looks like the Hammerheads are looking for that big hit.
Yeah, one hit wins the game, folks. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, 4-4, one out. Hammerheads and Mets. Here comes the pitch. Runner going for second. No throw there. The catcher was not fooled, Sean. If he throws the second, Osiris is stealing home. Very tricky antics there by the Hammerheads. But let me tell you something, Rivera keeping his cool behind home plate.
Definitely keeping his cool and understanding his speed. Lewis is a very speedy baseball player you wouldn't want to miss.
This one's going to be smacked right to home. No! That's it, Sean! The Hammerheads with a walk-off win. Oh, my goodness. A rip to third.
the third baseman, Lugo, not able to get to it to the catcher in time. The catcher fumbling the ball, and Osiris Johnson crossing home to take the plate. The Hammerheads take the win, Sean, 5-4. What a victory. What a game.
What a game. What a win by the Jupiter Hammerheads, taking advantage of the errors by the St. Lucie Mets, and Osiris Johnson bringing that one right into home. We'll be back with your Jupiter Hammerheads radio.
What a game!
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, back at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we witnessed a heck of a game, Sean. A 5-4 win for the Jupiter Hammerheads over the division-leading St. Lucie Mets. And you got to think, going into the new week, the momentum now that the Jupiter Hammerheads hold is key, right? They win a game, moving a game closer. Now they're 7.5 games back. But I think, ultimately, forget about the division race. This was a feel-good win for the Jupiter Hammerheads, right? They were down most of the game. They were able to climb back, bite their way back, and ultimately a walk-off win, not by hitting, really, but by some heads-up baseball. They're at home plate. Osiris Johnson crossing home. The Hammerheads sealing the deal, 5-4 over the Mets. What do you think, Sean? What a game here.
Yeah, what a game here for the Jupiter Hammerheads, securing their win. Murphy getting the win pitcher, Hall getting the loss, his record now going to 1-1, Murphy going to 1-0. The St. Lucie Mets taking that loss, their win-loss record now 37-19 as the Hammerheads advance to 29-26. Your score is 5 runs, 9 hits, 0 errors for Jupiter, 4 runs, 8 hits, and 4 errors for the St. Lucie Mets. Jupiter really taking advantage of those errors and securing a victory here. Very strategic baseball played. Osiris Johnson with 2 hits, 2 runs. Salas with 2 hits. And Rodriguez with 2 hits for your winning Jupiter Hammerheads. 2 hits for Ramirez, 1 hit for Bercierta, and 1 hit for Rivera on your losing St. Lucie Mets, as the St. Lucie Mets are looking to go back home and secure some wins, and the Jupiter Hammerheads will be back here next week as they take on the Palm Beach Cardinals, who will be coming back from Daytona. So, very interesting baseball here played. Very good baseball here played. Jupiter taking advantage of the wins, and yeah, what a game.
Yeah, Sean, so it looks like Jupiter will be back here. Obviously not the home team, probably the away team, because Cardinals were out in Tampa, but regardless, you know, they are riding some serious momentum now. And I'll tell you something, this is a team, when we talk about the Hammerheads, they're happy being over 500. You're consistently see them If they lose a game, they come back and win a game. They're not having bad back-to-back games, and that gives you hope when it's a long season. And it gives you hope if you're the Marlins organization, right, Sean? You're looking at a team now that's three games over 500, 7.5 games back behind the St. Lucie Mets. And when you're looking at things from an organizational standpoint, you gotta be happy with what you're seeing here from a single A level if you're the Marlins. The Marlins were able to, listen, they almost blew the game. They almost let it go, right? They came in for a four-out save. Murphy almost didn't make it happen. But what I love about this game is that the Hammerheads were able to snap back into it, react, get some redemption, and come out with a walk-off. What great heads-up baseball by the Hammerheads. And just an all-around game, Sean, I think.
Yeah, it was an all-around game. I think it was a very big team win for the Hammerheads. A lot of moving pieces, a lot of pieces that contributed to the win that they were able to get over the St. Lucie Mets. So, great day of baseball here at the Dean. Walter, can't wait to be back with you here next week.
That's right. That's right, Sean. I'll be back here with you Sunday. And don't forget, folks, at the Dean, Wednesday through Saturday, fans in the stand. If you want to check out some quality baseball, this is where it's at. And also have a good time, too. An awesome place for your friends and family. Specials throughout the week here, whether it's food, drinks, great atmosphere. Guys, don't forget to check us out. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We're going to have the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals here all week, as Sean mentioned. And if it's anything like this, we're in line for a great series. Thanks again for joining us on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Sean, you got anything else for us?
Have a great Sunday, fans. Walter, great day. Have a good game. And
my man,
we'll be back next week.
We'll see you soon, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. A big win for your Jupiter Hammerheads. We'll talk to you soon.